This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And we're podcasting from our air mattress right now. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. And if you listened to last week's episode, we said there would be no YouTube episodes until we move. So if you're looking for this on YouTube and it's not there, that would be why.
We don't really have anything planned today.
Yeah, I think, well, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, you might be like, what? Y'all are moving? But yeah, so we're moving. And I think this week we're just going to give y'all an update on that whole situation. And then we'll do a little Olympics chat because that's at the forefront of like everyone's mind right now. I do apologize. Let me put my phone on silent, if y'all can hear that. And I guess let's just go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, so a lot has happened since our last podcast. We have an apartment secured. All of our stuff is in a pod on its way to Texas now. And we are basically just ready to go. We're just kind of waiting to figure out the day that we're gonna actually leave.
Yeah, once we get our mindset on something, like, we make it happen. So yeah, we have an apartment. We will be moving to Dallas. I'm not gonna say where, obviously, but just Dallas. And we're working on getting a car like lined up for when we get there. And yeah, we already packed our stuff, and it's on the way to Texas, like you said. So we really just have like the bare necessities right now. And yeah, people are not touring our apartment as much as we hoped, but hopefully that'll change soon. We've had a few people come to look at it to hopefully rent it. So we'll see what happens with all that. But yeah, that's logistically where we're at.
Yeah, I think we're just ready to get out of here now. I don't know, it just feels like we're roughing it in this little apartment now with our little stuff that we kept behind. And I mean, it's not bad, but it's not how it just was, and it doesn't feel like home anymore. So it's time to get on out of here.
Yeah, it's obviously not like the best sleeping on an air mattress, but you know, I'm thankful that it's not the floor and we have an air mattress at least. So yeah, we really have like none of our stuff and we're just ready to get out of here. So, you know, we could be on the way back to Texas as soon as tomorrow, or it could be later in the month of August, but our move-in date for our apartment is the end of August. So by the end of August, for sure, we will be back in Texas. We just don't know exactly, you know, what day.
Yeah, which we'll figure that out today probably, and I'm kind of ready to just have that figured out, or at least have like a point in my mind where I'm like, okay, we're going to be gone and just not have to, I don't know, think about it. I'm just ready to hit the road and be out of here. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. We've just been doing stuff. Frankie had to go to the vet twice for gross reasons. I don't want to discuss it, but it's gross. Just dog things. And other than that, we really have not been doing much, except we were packing and getting everything ready for the pod, which that got done. And now we don't have a lot to do.
Yeah, now we're just sitting inside because they can tour anytime from 1 to 6. And we don't know, like, you know, if there's going to be a tour on any given day. So it's like we just have to be home from 1 to 6 every day, which we don't love going out at night because we go to bed pretty early. And also just because it can be kind of scary outside at night. And one is like kind of early in the day, like we're still doing our like morning stuff at that time, or like, well, like doing work stuff or whatever.
A lot of places, like, they'll open at 10. I don't know, a lot of places don't open very early here unless it's a coffee place or a breakfast place, you know, like even some of them, yeah, will open around noon or like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so it makes it hard. So we have not really done anything in the past like week or so, like ever since we talked to our leasing company and they said they were gonna start doing tours. So it just makes it not fun because it's like, you know, we're paying a lot of money to live here still, and we are still here. Sorry if y'all can hear the screams from outside, just another day in the city. But yeah, it's just unfortunate because we're paying a lot of money to live here still, but we're just like trapped in our little box and can't leave and like, you know, do the things that we like to do for one last time or whatever. So at this point, it's like, okay, I just want to get out of here. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's like a weird situation to be in, but I don't know. I'm just happy with everything that we got to do while we've lived here so far. And I don't know. I don't feel like there's much for us to do, really, like, right now besides work on this. So I'm not as concerned. I don't know, the feeling of needing to get away from the big city is like getting stronger. But I don't know, I think we're both getting excited too about going back and starting and doing, you know, that and living in a different place too that we haven't lived in Texas before. So I'm just trying to look forward to that.
Yeah, that was really important for me, like picking Dallas, which I think we talked about last week. And again, it's not like we haven't been there a million times, but living somewhere is different. Our apartment has a downtown view, so I think that'll, like, soften the blow for me personally of having to move to, like, a smaller city and move back to Texas. Because it really was, like, my life's dream to move here, and I'm very thankful that we did it, and it just is sad, like, that we're, you know, leaving. But everything happens for a reason, and I don't think we would have the feeling of needing to leave if it wasn't like we need to leave, you know? So
yeah, I still feel like we needed to come here and experience it and live here for as long as we were able to. And like, we said this last time, like, I'll never like not be proud of us or happy that we got to do this, you know? And I feel like it has taught us a lot of things even in this short amount of time. And I do hope we come back one day or are able to come back one day, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I hope that too. I don't know. There's just, the world is just like heavy right now, and it's just a lot to like handle, honestly, and process.
I think it's been harder too because like we're so far away from all of our family, and that's our support system if something crazy were to happen, you know? So it's just really hard to be so far away. And we don't have a car, so we're kind of like stranded here in a way. And yeah, it's just been a hard thing to like, I guess a hard pill to swallow. Just kind of like, okay, I guess we gotta go back to Texas for a little bit and kind of wait things out and see what happens just for now. And then hopefully we can resume life or whatever we were doing before, you know?
Yeah.
I just think we'll have a new perspective on it all and how to approach things as far as what we're doing with this podcast, or, you know, maybe we want to start other businesses, and we have different ideas now, I think, and different ways of thinking of it.
Yeah, which I promise after we move, like, these episodes will get better. It's just really difficult right now to plan out an episode just because of everything going on and, like, people touring and, you know, trying to figure out, like, when we're leaving and trying to book hotels to be able to, like, stay at on the way home or just, like, figuring any of the logistics stuff out. Like, it's just, it just makes it hard. It's, like, consuming our whole mind right now. And to be honest, I just don't have, like, the brain capacity to fully research and, like, prepare, like, an amazing episode like I feel like we would like to. Like, I think it would be cool to do an episode fully on the Olympics and some of the history of it. Why are you laughing? I think
it's you're cool. Like, the Olympics.
Well, I've been having the Olympics on, like, nonstop.
Literally.
Because it's very calming. But yeah, so we'll resume, like, more fun, normal episodes after the move. But for now, we're just, like, updating y'all on how things are going and how we're feeling about everything. And that's...
This is sort of off topic, but for anyone who has more than two dogs, I don't know, send us a message or comment or something. Let us know what your opinion is of finding a hotel room for wherever you're going with them is, because it's terrible for us. I feel like we call about 50 hotels in the area we're trying to stay in, and we only end up finding one that'll even take three dogs, and it's like $100 extra per dog kind of deal, and it's just ridiculous, because I don't understand why three dogs is so terrible, but two is fine.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot, and, like, if everyone in the building had three dogs, that would be a lot, but...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I don't know. Like, I get it, but I also wish there were more dog-friendly options, because places will advertise being, like, so dog-friendly, but it's like you can only have two, and they won't make any exceptions, which, not that all the exceptions in the world have to be made for us, but it just makes it really challenging to find somewhere to stay that allows all of them.
Yeah, I just don't say you're pet friendly if you have a limit. Just take them or don't. You know, I just feel like that should be the way it goes.
Yeah.
Like, a dog is a dog. It doesn't matter if it's one or four or five. It's about the same mess, you know, if you clean it up or do whatever. Or if you're training your dogs, like, there really shouldn't be much of a mess besides some hair, you know, depending on the dog.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about what we're excited for in Texas, because I don't want this to be another, like, downer of an episode where I'm just, like, sad about leaving and all that. Because I'm excited. It's hard. I'm not excited to live in Texas again, but there are things about it that I'm excited to experience again. For instance, we're gonna have a microwave in our apartment, and
a dishwasher,
and a washer and dryer, which is huge.
Yeah, that's, we don't have any of that.
Yeah, that's, we don't even have a working oven in our apartment right now. So, like, in our kitchen, I mean, it's not really gonna be that big, but, like, compared to this apartment, it's huge.
Yeah, and even if our oven did work, it's about a third of the size of a regular oven.
Yeah,
you can only put like really tiny
oven.
Little trays in it or whatever. It's not even like, I don't even cook like one muffin in there, you know?
Yeah, literally. So that's gonna be exciting. I'm excited to eat all my favorite foods, such as Cracker Barrel and
quesadillas.
Yeah, quesadillas from literally anywhere. Torchies, love Torchies. I want some Eggs Benedict from somewhere, because here it's just not good. Like, I don't know. The food in New York is honestly bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, we were just talking about this after we got our breakfast here, because they don't really know how to do certain types of food. Like, but most of the, like, everyday, almost, like, street food or, like, a quick place you go eat, or, like, even the diners, like, a lot of them, they just don't make things very well. Like, biscuits or, like, they cook their eggs weird here, too. It just, like, they don't know how to do it. And their bacon's not quite crispy enough ever. It's kind of, like, soggy and, like, I don't know. They just don't understand how to do it right here. I don't... Maybe it's just because we're from the South and we just do things differently and we're used to it. But I just feel like we do it better down there, you know?
Yeah, I think if you grew up here, you would probably think food in Texas is gross. But I personally like bland food. But, like... bland in Texas isn't bland, I've realized.
Yeah, we still season everything pretty well, but, like, here, they really don't season stuff. Like, this is what I think they mean by, like, white people don't season food. It's, like, the food you get here. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just not good. So, I'm ready to eat all my favorite foods again. But even more importantly, I'm ready to be able to, like, cook and have space. Or I'm ready for you to cook, because I don't really cook, but...
Yeah, this kitchen, though, like, you got to get creative. We have no room. I don't know if we ever put pictures up of our kitchen, but it's literally the tiniest little four-burner stove you've ever seen. And it's so small, like, one of the back burners, they don't even really achieve anything, so you don't even use those. And you have this one little, I don't even know, how big would you say it is, like, maybe, like, a foot by a foot of, like, square space, like, for countertop.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And, like, that's taken up partially by our coffee machine we had. And, like, you just can't fit anything or cook anything. And if you do, it's like you're cooking one little thing at a time. So you have to, like, piece out an entire meal into so many sections that it takes forever to cook one meal. And it doesn't even end up as good because you can't do everything how you're supposed to.
Yeah, it makes it really hard, which I feel like that's a sacrifice we were willing to make. But now, again, it just feels so unsafe here that it's like, what are we making these sacrifices for? Like, financially, mentally, like, all of it. Because it is very, like, difficult to live here. And I haven't, like, felt that it's too difficult or anything, but, like, you do... Like, you carry your laundry really far. You carry your groceries really far. Like, you make...
You put way more time into things that we normally did not.
Yeah.
They were just, like, an afterthought of, like, oh, just throw it in the laundry machine or, like, just hop in the car and go to the grocery store for, like, 10, 15 minutes max on a regular run and just, like, get out. You know? Like, it was not, okay, we're going to go get groceries and do laundry, and that's going to take 4 hours probably to complete all of that. Like, that's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, if not longer, because... You know,
walking, waiting, like, even if you're doing laundry, if all the machines are taken up, you got to wait. And then at the grocery store, like, there could be so many people in there that you just can't get through very fast. And you have to just kind of inch your way through the whole place. And then once you get out, you got to, you know, walk all the way back home.
Yeah. And busy grocery stores are, like, my worst nightmare. So, I mean, not that they're not ever busy in Texas, but they're not nearly as busy as here, so that's going to be good. Sorry, the dog is, like, stomping all over our little recorder thing, so...
Yeah, they really don't understand what it is that we're doing when we have the podcast stuff out. They just walk all over it, lay on it.
Yeah.
It's annoying. They, like, paw at us and just bark and do whatever, and they really don't help. They just look good on camera, I guess, is their only thing they do.
Yeah, their emotional support. But yeah, I'm excited to have a car. I'm excited to sing songs again in the car, because that is really helpful for me, like, mentally, and it's just fun. So I'm ready for that, and I'm ready to go to Home Goods and just, like, walk around. Like, I used to love just going to Home Goods or, like, Anthropology or something, and you don't even have to buy anything. Just, like, walking around. It's just good vibes.
Yeah, just the feeling of being in those stores, or, like, that time of year, or, I don't know, for me, even just, like, parking the car, like, driving your own car to a store, parking it in the parking lot, and then walking in and being able to throw the stuff you buy into the car and go home is such an experience now that I don't think I'll ever take for granted again, like, how amazing that is.
Yeah, we definitely did take a lot of it for granted, and now living here, it's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so nice to, you know, do these basic things that most people, you know, do every day, like drive a car, wash your clothes at home, microwave your food if you need to, like, just things like that. It's going to be, I think we're going to have a whole new appreciation for it.
Yeah, admittedly, like, before we moved here, I rarely did laundry, and I didn't even really know how to work the washer and dryer that well. Like, just being honest, and here, all of a sudden, I'm the one who would go, like, most of the time, I would go, you know, on my own and go figure out the, do all the laundry and then bring it back, and I'm going to be so thankful to do laundry, like, in our actual apartment and not have to leave and walk and wait in the heat because there's no AC in these buildings. And
yeah
I'm ready to just,
that's another thing, like, having central AC in our apartment is going to be amazing, because right now, like, we've talked about it a billion times, but, like, we just have these two window units and it does okay, but it's definitely not, like, cold in here by any means.
Yeah, it only really is cold if it's cloudy and I sit really still in directly in front of, like, the fan or something.
Yeah.
That's the only time it gets kind of cold.
Yeah, so I'm excited for all of those things. I'm excited to decorate a new apartment. I mean, not that we're going to buy, like, completely new stuff, but just, you know, reorganize a new space. It's going to have two bathrooms. Like, we're living like royalty now.
Yeah, our new apartment is double the size of this one. And
like, half the price, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, everything is so... Like, our... My perception, or, like, the scale of everything is so off now, but... Because before, what we're going to be paying for rent on the new place was... Would have been, like, ridiculous, but now I'm like, that is an amazing deal, you know? Like, it's just the way everything is going, but... Also here versus there is still way different as far as price goes for not only rent, but everything you buy, you know, on any given day. It's so much more expensive here. And I'm ready to kind of go back to a place where it's more reasonable and we're not as, I'm always like, I guess, shell-shocked every time I buy, like, something. Like, you can go buy something. Maybe we talked about this, but we went to this hot dog stand and we got totally ripped off. It was in Times Square. We got three hot dogs and, like, two waters, and the guy charged us $80, and, like, he didn't even really show me. He just was like, I was just gonna figure, like, I was like $20-$30 maybe, and then we checked the charge, it's $80. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, we're never going back to a hot dog cart in Times Square.
Yeah, that's on you though, honestly. You gotta ask.
He didn't say anything. I was just like, oh, okay, whatever, because, like, every other hot dog cart we've been to, it's like literally $20-something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was just like, okay, I regret my decisions and I'm never coming back here. But I don't know, that experience versus, like, we can go to a taco stand in Texas and you'll pay almost nothing for a meal for, you know, a handful of people.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's way different. And the scale of cost is different too. So.
Yeah, but we're also going to have to pay for, like, transportation again, like a car insurance, gas, oil change, all of that. And that stuff's expensive. So it really is, like, a trade-off financially. Like, you save money here in weird ways, and then you pay more in Texas in weird ways. But overall, Texas is definitely still cheaper.
Yeah, you get more, way more for your money in Texas, even if you are... living a lot. Like, for the money we spend here, if you were to spend that in Texas, you could get a huge house, you know, like, in a decent city and be able to live very nicely.
Yeah,
just way different. But I'm excited for the little things that we will gain back.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. It's gonna be sad to leave here, but I am, like I said, just ready at this point, because I'm sick of being trapped in this apartment and, like, unable to leave and go do anything. It's just like, why are we even here anymore? Like, let's just move on and move into our new apartment and get settled and ready for the next chapter of what comes after this.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't really have much else to say, I guess. I'm just excited and trying to look forward to it, and I'm trying not to get too like ahead of myself though also, because we are here for a little bit longer, and if I think about it too much, I'll just get to a point where I'm gonna have to get a card like today and get out of here. So
yeah, we're just taking it hour by hour at this point, honestly, not even day by day, just figuring out what we think is the best thing to do, and yeah, just kind of going from there. So yeah, I guess that's all we have to say about that. I think we'll do an episode in the future about like what we've learned living here and how we view it, like once we're away from New York, but I don't think I'm personally ready for that yet. I think I need to be out of the city for a little bit before I can really like formulate all the thoughts that I have that I would want to put in an episode.
Yeah, and I think once we're back too, like it'll really be clear what the differences were, and we can do like an official Texas versus New York
thing
or whatever. We can just compare it and explain it, and like that might be helpful for people who are thinking about moving to either state and wanting to know what the differences are and how that'll work, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're talking about the Olympics now?
Yeah, we can get into the Olympics. So I know a lot of people had an issue with the opening ceremony. Some people are boycotting it. I, for one, I just like to watch the Olympics, so I'm not boycotting it. It's been on our TV, or not even our TV, it's been on our computer, because our TV is in a pod on the way to Texas. But like 24/7 since the Olympics started a couple days ago. So I'm really enjoying it. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the sports, like watching the sports and the events and all that is fun. And I just, yeah, I don't know if any of you guys watched it, but we were packing stuff and we just had it on the TV. And I don't know, I think we were just expecting them to literally, you know, they have the torches, they walk up, light it up, and that's pretty much how it usually goes. And this one, it was like the torch was being handed off, and then it hands off to this one guy, and he just ends up like running across the entire city, and eventually they ride this boat down to this little area, and they light this huge thing, and then it raises up in the air with this hot air balloon thing. But it was crazy, but there was so much in it that was just weird symbolism, and I don't know. I definitely was weirded out by the whole feeling they had up with it. And it seemed really weird. And like they were definitely trying to put out some message. It just seemed like you don't just, it was like they tried to claim that it was just an artsy thing, but I really didn't see that. It was too intentional and weird, but I don't know. That's just my opinion. Let us know what you think, I guess. But I did not really appreciate it.
I don't know. I appreciate the Olympics though, as a whole, and I think it's cool to see countries like playing other countries. Like, it's just kind of crazy to think about, like, the United States playing, you know, China or Italy or whatever. It's like a whole country like battling another country in a sport. Like, it's just a crazy thing to think about, but I mean, feel like it brings the whole world together, which I think everyone needs right now.
Yeah, I do enjoy that part, and I do think, you know, when you're just watching a sport, you're watching your team or whatever, like, yeah, you just kind of forget about all that stuff, and you're just like, oh, yeah, like, this is a crazy sport. And it's cool to see how much work the athletes, like, put into their sport or what they're learning, and, like, they really, really care. Like, whenever someone loses, like, especially some of the soccer or rugby teams we've seen, like, they look so defeated, and it makes you kind of sad because you're like, you understand how much work went into it. But I don't know, it's just a cool thing that it does take you away from that for a while, I think, while you're watching at least.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm not even a sports person. Like, I've genuinely never really played a sport for more than like a month in my whole life. But I enjoy watching them. And like, I'm not going to say I know how it feels to like lose something like that, but like, you know, at the school that we went to, like, I was just the basketball manager. And like, when the team won state, it was like the most incredible feeling. And then there was a year when they lost, and that was like the saddest feeling ever, because I knew how hard like everyone had worked for that moment, even though I was just working hard giving out water. I wasn't like doing all the other stuff, but it's still like such a sad feeling, and you feel for the people who like have put so much time and effort into it. And these Olympians, like, work their whole lives. So it's just crazy.
And I think what's even harder, like, you can tell is for some of them, this is the only time they're going to go to the Olympics probably in their life. And when you don't get a medal, you know, you lose or whatever, you... I can imagine that's a very tough thing to accept, that like you did all this and you didn't get to place, and but you still got to go, I think, but I can see why that would be extremely difficult.
Yeah, I just feel for them, but it's also like makes me really happy when they do good, no matter what country they're from. Like, I'm not just rooting for America necessarily. I just like to watch everyone, and if they do good, then that's exciting for them.
Yeah, I will say the funniest one that is not jousting. I keep calling it jousting, but what is it? Fencing. The fencing one, like, it's kind of cool because they are like sword fighting, but it also is weird how they do it. And it just looks like half the time it looks like they're just like flinching and like acting like they're going to do something, and they just never do anything. So they're just standing there like waving their sticks at each other. And it's kind of funny to watch, but... they get pretty heated on there whenever they get into their groove.
Yeah, and one of the girls that was fencing is 7 months pregnant.
Which, that's crazy.
That is so crazy. I cannot imagine doing that.
How would they even allow her to compete? I feel like that would be a normal, like, you probably shouldn't compete sort of thing.
I mean, if her doctor says she's good, then she's good. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's wild. Just get whacked in the stomach by, like, the sword thingy or something like that.
I don't think it hurts, probably.
It's metal.
Well, I don't know. I think that's cool. I'm happy for her that she was still able to do that. I mean, yeah, good for her.
I just think that's kind of crazy, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that personally, probably. I mean, I definitely couldn't because I don't fence, but, like, I don't know. I think it's cool that she did. But I like watching all of the water sports, especially, like, the canoe one. I like to watch swimming. Like, Katie Ledecky, she's killing it. She was, like, so far ahead of everyone in the, like, 1,500-meter race or whatever. It was, like, really far.
The canoeing and the swimming, like, especially the longer, I guess, meter swims, whatever they are, they look exhausting. They're so exhausting to watch because I can only imagine how tired those people are. And the people in the canoes, like, paddling around, doing their thing, or kayaks, whatever they are, they have to work, like, super hard against the current of this, like, these rapids, basically. And, like, they look like they're exhausted by the end, but I just can't imagine how much your arms would hurt, and you would just be... I would collapse on the floor after doing something like that. I don't even know if I could get through a whole thing, you know?
Well, yeah, you probably couldn't, and that's why you're not in the Olympics, and they are, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's so much conditioning that, you know, they have for these sorts of things.
Yeah, I think it's very admirable. Also, the water polo. At first, I was like, I could play water polo. Like, that looks fun. And then when the camera goes underwater and you see that the water is so deep and then they're all, like, fighting each other, like, basically trying to drown each other in the water. Yeah. It's like, okay, maybe not. Like, and that looks crazy. Coming out with, like,
crazy scratches and bruises. Yeah, water polo is pretty rough.
Yeah, it's way more intense than I initially thought. So I don't think I would be a very good water polo player, but it's fun to watch.
The sailing also, one's kind of weird too.
Sailing, yeah, I don't fully understand the sailing.
They just have like their marks they have to go to, and they have to circle it and then go to the next mark, and it's whoever navigates them all the fastest, I think. Mm. But they can all kind of like take their own route, but like they're two-man boats, and they like are hanging off the side for the majority of the time while they're sailing. And I don't know. I don't fully understand how the boats even work. Like, there's one person that steers, one person, like, works all the different sails and stuff. And I don't know. It's a strange sport. And they're, like, tiny little sailboats. And it's just weird, and I don't fully understand it. But it looks like it's hard.
Yeah, they all look hard, but at the same time, they make it look easy, which is cool. But the skateboarding is cool also, but a lot of them fall down, and what is that?
Oh, there's like a huge bug on the wall.
You please kill it. We gotta get out of here, y'all. There's a bug now, Okay, we got the bug. Keep that shoe over there for now, please. Thanks. I don't even remember what I was saying. That scared me. I think just that they make it look easy and it's just cool to watch. Oh, and the skateboarding. The skateboarders fall down a lot and I have no place to judge, but like whenever the tennis players serve it into the net or the gymnasts fall down or the skateboarders fall down or the canoe people like miss the little gates, I'm just like, y'all are professionals. Like, should y'all not be better at this by now?
I don't know though. I think the penalties, like in the kayaking one, if they miss a gate, it's like 50 seconds are taken off, which is like, that is such a big difference. Like, cause if you're negative like 1 second, you'll be like, it's, that's how close like these people are for first, second and third, is like seconds away or like milliseconds. And to give them a 50 second penalty, it sounds kind of unfair, but I guess you got to make your things, like otherwise you would really be cutting corners. Yeah,
that's like the whole point.
It's just like, that's a lot of extra time. I feel like it wouldn't take 50 seconds to get around the thing. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy on some of them, the penalties.
Yeah, they should be good at it. I don't know, but I also understand like this has to be the most nerve-wracking competition of their entire lives, just because literally the whole world is watching you. Like, it's not just the people in person, it's like people from every single country watching on TV. And that has to be so nerve-wracking. So I do understand, and I'm, like, pretty much joking when I say they should never mess up. Because at the end of the day, they're all still human, and they're doing, like, incredible things. But
yeah, I think my favorite sports are, I like the, like, marksmanship ones with, like, the shooting and the archery. And then, yeah, skateboarding and BMX are definitely my other two favorites. I don't know, those are just really fun to watch, and I feel like as a kid, like, I actually did those kinds of things, so I have a bigger appreciation for it.
Yeah, I appreciate all of it. I don't really love watching soccer just because I personally find it kind of boring, but I know soccer is like one of people's favorite sports, so to each their own.
Soccer's really been grown in popularity because America was really just about football, and soccer was just kind of a thing I felt like that kids would play. And then now we're like really big into European football, and like people are watching like just soccer on TV all the time now. Like, I don't know, it's crazy how many people have gotten into it recently.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's been like blowing
it is
up.
Fun to watch, but like I don't know, the field's so big. And it takes longer for the game to play out. It's not as quick, and I think like you don't get little hits of dopamine like you do when you watch American football or hockey or something that's like a lot more fast paced, and like you see more progress done in one go than soccer. Soccer can just be, they'll be kicking it around trying to keep possession for a long time, and then they score once or twice in it the entire game, you know?
Yeah.
But it can get intense, like, towards the end of matches, I know. But, yeah, I don't know. I like soccer, but it's not, like, my all-time favorite sport.
Yeah, it's definitely not my favorite either. But I like the Gold Zone on Peacock because it, like, switches between whatever has the most, like, action in the moment or if they're playing for a medal. And I get bored of all of them pretty quick. So I like to just see everything that's going on. Also, I like the surfing. And we just watched Soul Surfer the other day. So I'm, like, super into surfing at the moment.
Which the movie is really good.
It's so good.
I hadn't seen it in a long time, but it is a good movie. And, yeah, it, I don't know, when you watch them surf, you kind of just think, like, again, there's a lot of work that goes into it. But, like, surfing's kind of a, it's more terrifying than it appears when you're just watching. Like, the way that the waves roll you underwater and kind of suck you down, and there's reefs and, you know, sharks and all kinds of stuff that can happen while you're out there. You're not just, like, hopping up and surfing the wave. You got to watch out for stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, especially, like, where they're surfing. I've seen a bunch of videos about how it's, like, one of the most intense places to surf at, but from what I know, they're doing pretty good. One guy just had, like, the highest surfing score ever. I don't know what country he was from. Unfortunately, I forgot. But, so, that guy's doing good.
Go guy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's really all we've been up to, is just figuring out our move and watching the Olympics while we're stuck inside, which I'm really thankful they're going on right now. So at least, like, we have that to entertain us.
Oh yeah. I've also been rewatching Breaking Bad. It's been, we rewatched it not that, like, maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for some reason I was scrolling through stuff and I came across it and I was like, I think it's time to rewatch this again. And that show never gets old. It is one of the first shows I really even started watching on Netflix, and like when I was younger, and it just was amazing. And I think no other show I've watched pretty much has ever lived up to what Breaking Bad gives you. I don't, maybe that's a huge claim, but I really feel like Breaking Bad is a great show.
No, I would agree. I think it's really well done and it's good.
It kind of set the bar too high for everyone.
Yeah, and they don't just, well, spoiler alert, but they don't end it in a way that, like, just makes you happy, which I kind of hate, but also I respect it.
It's, like, open-ended still.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they had El Camino or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, that was good. But, yeah, it really is the way that the characters are, the way they film it, the story, it's all great, so.
Yeah. I think it's good. Y'all should watch it if you haven't seen it. But, yeah, I think that's about it for this week's episode. If y'all are watching the Olympics on your own, you probably don't even care what we have to say about it. But, yeah, join in on the conversation. Send us a message or a comment on Instagram at On The Air With Brett and Claire. Let us know what your favorite Olympic sport is, or if you're watching it, if you're boycotting it, like what your stance is on everything. Let us know what you want to hear from us. And we're just going to continue keeping you updated on everything. As of right now, there still should be no reason why we can't get an episode up every Thursday. But if that changes, I will make a post on the Instagram. And then, again, when September starts, we'll be back on track with our Thursday episodes for sure. All with video, as long as the camera cooperates. So they'll be on YouTube as well. And yeah, we're just trying to figure everything out, y'all, just like everybody else in this world. So
yeah, we're just living, and we're just ready to get out of here, honestly. And it's kind of a little rough just waiting around, but we know it'll all go by fast. Everything does. It's just in the moment you can feel like it's drawn out, but when you look back, you're a lot of times you wish you had more time, you know. So
yeah, for
trying
sure
to remind myself of that and just go with the flow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just continue to keep y'all updated. Book club, as of right now, I keep saying August 15th, but I think it's actually August 12th. I think that will still be out on August 12th, but there could be a slight delay. So, again, just look for updates on the Instagram, and we'll let you know there if anything changes. And then, again, when September rolls around, all will be normal again, and we'll go back to the first Monday of every month for the book club episodes.
Yeah, that's one of the harder ones to stay consistent on, especially during a move like this. Because it takes, like, you have to, like, set aside time to read, and it can take a lot of time, or a lot more time than you expect, so.
Well, I'm almost done with the book.
Honestly haven't even started it yet, but I'll get through it before we gotta do it.
Yeah, so if there's a holdup, you have him to thank. But hopefully
cool.
I will be fine. But also it just might be a logistical issue of, like, recording and having our computer to be able to edit and things like that set up by that time. It just depends. Like, I really don't have a firm answer on anything other than we're doing our best. And when September rolls around, things will be normal again. So y'all just hang in there with us until then. And in the meantime, thank you for listening. If you're listening to these kind of rambly episodes, we do appreciate it.
Appreciate if you really your support. Hate these, just let us know too, because, like, we'll try to avoid them in the future when we have more time to plan stuff out. But yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts. We appreciate your support and y'all hanging in there with us. And yeah, I think that's all for this week. We will let y'all go so that y'all can go watch the Olympics or work, or, you know, whatever it is y'all got going on in this moment. And as far as it goes right now, we will see y'all next Thursday.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.